go to the store, pick out some shirts, get some, what else we got there for merchandise? We got hats? Well,
just a bunch, no, no, just a bunch of different shirts. So things
some
like
shirts with some logos.
Stickers?
No, there's no stickers. We don't have
shirts.
They can
We're
pick
getting a, stickers printed though, right?
There's a couple different black t-shirts.
Of course they're black.
They can get a, no, they can pick their color. I think there's black and gray.
What other colors are there?
And then they can, there's 3/4 sleeve, like the baseball shirts. Remember those cute things?
Yeah. Like
the different colors.
Throwback retro stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So they can get those white with black sleeves, white with red sleeves, or white with gray sleeves. Then there's women's tank tops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, and then there's hoodies. The hoodies seem overpriced.
How much are they?
Actually, if they're $40, that is not overpriced.
If they're of quality.
Well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have a store. Support this shit by sporting our shirts. Visit bonfire.com/employee1podcast. That's bonfire.com/employee1podcast. Visit us on Instagram at employee1podcast. Once again, employee1podcast. And on Facebook at employee1theindustrialaccidentpodcast. And drop us a line at employee1podcast@gmail.com. That's employee1podcast@gmail.com. I'm Brad Vertisement. Thanks for listening.
Employee1, the Industrial Accident Podcast, Season 4, features pointed analysis and thoughtful commentary. From main guy, this guy, and that guy.
Hello, and welcome to Employee1, the Industrial Accident Podcast. I'm main guy.
Whoa, hold up there just a minute.
What?
We're going to do something a little different tonight, man.
Why?
I think I'm on a roll. You're going to see main guy 2.0 over here.
You're main guy?
2.0.
All right, numbnuts. Take a charge.
All right.
Can you count to 2.0?
Well, I know there's a point in there somewhere. Point at which I just quit paying attention.
Fair enough.
Hello, and welcome to Employee1, the Industrial Accident Podcast. I'm your host, Main Guy 2.0, Wet Fart.
Rhett?
Wet.
Wet?
Yes, wet.
W-H-E-E-T?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
You must be related to that guy, Wet Skunt, we have.
It's a very, very popular name.
Yeah, Wet.
Yeah. I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, this guy.
Peter Winkler.
You've done that one
what
before.
The fuck?
Yeah. You're running through the same list,
get
man.
The treadmill.
Trust me, that's a hard. It's tough coming up with these names. I'll give him that.
How about Clem Chowder?
Fair enough.
I've been Clem Chowdery before.
What? You have?
Yeah, it was season one, Clem Chowdery. Hello.
No one heard that shit. Go ahead, recycle it. All We're recycling season one.
I'm Clem Chowder.
All right. God damn.
And, of course, the artist formerly known as Main Guy.
I'm Phil.
Just Phil?
Phil Hole.
Phil
Hole. H-O-E-L?
No.
Must be a small hole. Also joining us is the research department tonight.
As always, hello.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Right on.
I already don't like this.
Yeah. How are you doing over here? Look at this fucking lump in my shorts over here.
Can you imagine?
It's easier to attract girls if you put the potato in the front.
Oh, I just sit around and lick my eyebrows and wait for them to come to me.
Oh, fair enough.
You lick your eyebrows?
Oh, yeah. So, this is the final episode for a little while. We're going to maybe take a little hiatus, maybe throw in some fill spaces and stuff like that. I have a few medical procedures here real quick, so I don't have a time frame on when I'm going to return or anything like that. We might come in and just give little updates and stuff for the Patreon people or throw something down real quick for the Patreon, but as far as the show itself, we're just going to kind of put it on hold. It will be back on. We're not leaving, provided I can still talk when it's all done.
Insurance covered it.
Yeah.
You got approval?
Yeah. Getting the old cock holster stretched.
Oh, I thought you were going to Trinidad,
Colorado.
I didn't know
insurance covered hair plugs.
Hmm. Fuck you, man. You got the wrong main guy, brother. I'm bald and beautiful. That motherfucker over there is bald and self-conscious.
This is a new one.
That's a new toupee?
I got it from the guy that does sod.
It's obvious, man.
It does look like black spray paint and fucking bluegrass.
I need a raise. No, it's not bluegrass. Wet, what do you got?
Well, so I kind of wanted to do some stuff.
What do you got?
So I wanted to find some of the machines and stuff. Well, hold on. I'm going to back up just here a little bit. So this is my first time in the driver's seat here, and I've never actually done it before. And so for the whole show, main guy does like all the stories. He does all the editing. He does all this. And I can tell you from this one show, just this one episode that I put together, if I had to do it every fucking week, there would be no fucking show.
Exactly.
I guarantee you that 100 fucking percent. There is no fucking way I would do this shit every fucking week, every other week. No fucking way, man.
Even for the money?
So I can see why your toupee looks so shitty. I'm still going to give you shit about it.
All right.
But I'm just saying, you know, I looked up all these stories. I did all, and you come up with like clever little tie-ins and shit like that. Now, granted, you're on the website all the fucking time looking up shit. I was just kind of stumbling the fuck through it like a fucking clown. So I just, but I wanted to do stories from machinery that I was familiar with.
Nice.
From machinery that I had laid hands on, you know, throughout my career.
So we can expect a story about the Cocksucker 3000?
No, don't talk that way about the research department.
No, I'm talking about the time, I'm talking about the time you stuck your cock across the railroad track on the Tyco HO scale.
No, sir. Ooh. That was off the air. We're not supposed to talk about that.
Slot cars.
But I guess once I expose the toupee, all's fair in love and war.
You communist bastard.
But so.
Well, tonight you're the communist.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
And then as I was doing this whole research thing, some bad things started to happen as I was reading through this. Because these were machines.
Got a little boner, huh? It moved, didn't it?
These were machines that I was familiar with.
Oh.
And so I would be reading this stuff and see where it was going long beforehand. And I would get, like, aggravated. Like, the last thing, you know, and I'm such a mellow cat.
No.
That, yeah. You know, nobody wants me all flipped out and aggravated. So I'm thinking, oh. And then the other side of the coin is I'd be like, holy fuck, I never thought something like that. That had never entered my fucking mind. So now I'm like terrified of the fucking machine that I'm working on. And so I'm like,
That's why you catch me staring mindlessly at doorknobs before I leave.
Dude, you're a keyboard fucking warrior. What's going to happen? Find a fucking keyboard injury on that whole fucking site.
Repetitive strain injury, carpal tunnel. You thought I got it the old-fashioned way.
Oh, no. Your pocket pussy can't work. So we have six reports, and they are all dealing with either careers I've had or...
Well, we will have. You're on call again tonight, right?
I am on call.
We also have
the one thing that I dislike more than anything right now. We have
white
the
people.
ATV story in here as well, too. Anybody who's familiar with the show knows my personal feelings towards ATV and UTVs fall in there as well. So we have six to choose from here. Research department, would you like to lead us off on this?
Sure.
Favoritism.
Number five.
Number
Can he count that
five. Way? Yeah, I even numbered them on the pages. Look at this shit, man. I had to print them all the fuck out because I didn't have a computer or nothing.
Oh, no, I got five fingers, so.
You only have five?
Mm-hmm. That's all I need.
That one's just a weird nub. Leave her alone.
It's my strong hand.
So, this is number five. And this is about a press.
Press.
Yeah, and it is inspection number 16700450.015.
There we go.
And the date is 5/1/23.
All right.
May Day.
Yeah, pretty close.
This is the Ides of May.
We had to do some quick math
May
there.
May the 13th.
Oh, we got too much math involved in this. I got to add up all the... Yeah, I didn't print it out correctly, so Hold on, folks. It's going to be kind of weird.
Hey, speaking of meth, my doctor changed.
Oh, speaking of meth, though, I do have a story that is very meth-related later on.
Okay. All right. Well,
yes.
I was just going to say, my doctor changed my ADHD medicine.
To meth?
He put me on that, and I've been having panic attacks. I had to take half a day off today.
Didn't
like the first half or the second half?
Well, second half.
Didn't he give you anti-anxiety medication to go with it?
No. He gave me some shit for it, and it really worked well, and I felt like Superman, but I was really grinding my teeth. And he goes, oh, well, we'll try this other stuff. So he put me on, like, Adderall, Concerta?
You're talking to the wrong fucking dude, man. I don't read medical journals or anything.
Yeah.
I can tell you what the fuck meth looks like. No fucking problem.
Yeah, it's like, so, okay, these are 18 milligram capsules. So take one for 3 days and then take two for 3 days and build up and we'll get back up to about the 100 milligram. I started taking three and I turned into a blubbering infant.
Yeah. And this took place in Columbus, Ohio. This is all the shit that you read that I never fucking pay attention to.
Because you're on fucking Angry Birds.
Yeah, so I kind of want to fucking mimic, like, your fucking style a little bit so that people realize that, but still kind of...
Yeah, you got to maintain the
right
popularity.
That's why everyone hated my episode, among many other things.
At 10:11 a.m., that's pretty fucking specific, on May 13th of 2023, employee number one and a coworker were operating a British Clearing 450-ton Part Revolution mechanical power press, serial number 54-BR2184-CP2245.
I think I've heard that serial number somewhere before.
Yeah, we got interrupted right in the middle of that thing again.
The BR, because he's British?
It is, in fact, yes.
Yeah,
British Clearing, 450. It's a big press. This is
a big fucking press.
That's 450 ton press.
That's impressive.
This says it's a 660 ton.
Well, this one's the smaller version.
Oh, well, that's a big.
It's the pussy version.
This is a junior.
It's a big fucking.
And they were to trim metal frame channel parts. The coworker loaded the part onto the dies from the loading side of the press. The press was operated by two-handed controls. The employee proceeded... Uh-oh.
The press and the unpress buttons?
No, no, it's two hands like this, so your hands are all free when you do it. I'm holding my hands up just because
Yeah.
It looks like he's against the wall in the bathroom.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Like that time the cop got it. Hey, was he wearing underwear under his coveralls?
So it says here that the employees processed parts for about 2 hours.
Then he was processing
the
himself.
The employees attempted to cycle the press. The coworker pressed the brake monitor reset button. Oh, that was another page.
Hey, widow orphan prevention. Click that on the word processor.
Oh. As the press finished the downstroke, employee number one released the two-handed controls and made head and arm entry into the die area. That's always a no-no.
Ooh. Fucking idiot.
To remove the part, the press continued to cycle without stopping, crushing employee number one in between the dies. The press cycled 4 times.
Oh, fuck.
Before coworkers disabled the press controls from the control panel. Employee number one was fatally crushed, no shit, in the dies of the press. That motherfucker got pressed 4 fucking times by a 450-ton press.
He got
they buried him in a juice
bottle. They could hold him up over the autopsy report.
Could you imagine fucking witnessing that, though? Oh, my God. I would need fucking...
How fast does it cycle?
It'd be the front row.
I'm not aware of the cycle speed, because some presses... Because
you only fix them when they're broken?
No, the presses, like where I work, they're slow moving. I mean, you know, and then they pressure up as they come down and stuff. So it's not like a slam shut.
Could you imagine the splatter on that?
Or the sound?
I think it only probably splattered the first time.
Or the crunching
sound? I
don't know, because the second and third and fourth times, it was already wet. So it was like fucking, stepping on an orange. It's already been stepped on.
The initial penalty, $87,728.
It's quite a bit.
So that's $20,000 for each cycle.
Yes. This guy.
Yes, sir.
Did they reduce it any? There we go. See, I'm remembering now.
Yes, they did.
Good answer. Good research department's looking the fuck over my shoulder. I see what I'm going to ask. If I can see her leaning in, I'm rubbing up against me here. I'm like, hey, baby. Then it's like she's fucking eyeing the paper over
here.
You
don't need to worry because your glasses are on her forehead. She can't read that shit.
Yeah.
Actually, I can read better far away than I can up close.
And you're right next to him, so you can't see shit.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I forgot your name.
Phil Hole.
Just Phil.
No, he's Phil a Hole.
Was the current penalty more or less than $48,000?
I'm going to say a cunt hair more.
Wrong, fucker! Fuck you! You rotten hell! Suck a dick in...
Damn, easy there.
Your mother cooks socks in hell.
Yeah! Fucking asshole. Oh, current penalty was $47,547. Jackass.
Oh, you're going to flip her to yen there on me just to get all multilingual.
All right.
Oonga.
I will say, I do like this idea of doing equipment we're like working with in real life.
It works, but, you know, I mean, that isn't anything.
Remember when he said, I do the... There ain't going to be a show because I don't work with any
equipment. Yeah, we're going to have keyboards and mouse accidents. Oh, the mouse dropped off the fucking table and hit me in my big toe, gave me a fucking ingrown toenail. I had to miss a month from work.
Have you ever had an ingrown toenail?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever had it so infected that they have to do the little surgery without anesthesia?
Without anesthesia, why? Were you allergic? Was it made with nuts?
No, because it was so infected.
Was it something that you were fucking allergic to?
The old Nazi doctor that had come from fucking Argentina said, it is too infected, we cannot anesthetize.
Why is the German from Argentina Russian?
Because that's where they all went after the war.
No, why is he Russian, doing a Russian accent?
Yeah, that's true. He said, all fucked up.
I will pinch your toenail off. We will kneel on your hand and your kneecap.
All right.
You're still doing a Russian accent.
This guy. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 still available. Please pick with
3.
3. The magic number 3. Oh, this is a good one.
Woo! He's reading ahead.
I read all of them, so.
That's usually how you're supposed to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I read ahead of all of them. Staple them all together right where I had to fucking read. So I had to unstaple them. There's a point here where I'm going to be turning a page also. I hope it's not again in this word.
Is there a coincidence that the first word in
retarded
is...
This is the first time I fucking did it. Let's go back to season one and see how well you did at your fucking job, asshole.
Read-tarded.
Read-tarded?
I will say I am impressed that you haven't stuttered as much while reading them.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you admit you have problems with dyslexia.
Give him a couple of beers.
I rehearsed.
I'm proud of you.
Give him a couple of beers.
All right.
Do you need a beer?
No,
I've
got pretty
one
good.
Right there for
Does
you.
Does a spider need to fly?
A spider All always right. needs
so
to fly.
We are, but how did we go? Date, number, location?
Well, I don't know, man guy. You're in a catbird seat.
So, inspection number 1730072.015.
Our next piece of merchandise should just be 0.015.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right across.
Yeah.
For real.
We're making such a killing on fucking merch.
Right across here.
Buy our ship, fuckers. Hey. the date? 2/23/24.
Valentine's Day.
March. The Ides of March.
That was leap. The leap year, right?
Leap year. Wait, no, February.
Yeah. Leapfrog? All right.
What?
This happened in...
It's February.
Villo, California.
What? Milano, California.
Milano, yeah, okay.
Ooh, California. Right. Forklift.
Woo-hoo. No forklift. Fuck forklifts. I went out of my way to avoid fucking forklifts.
Damn.
I work on those cocksuckers every fucking day.
Sorry, this guy, no twofer.
Fuck. All right. At 8 p.m. on February 22nd, an employee working at a butcher in the grocery store. Yeah, I should say as a butcher. Sorry, it bugs me too.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yes. But no, I mean, it really is like it is at working at a butcher, and it should be as a butcher because it's at a butcher in a grocery store. But as a butcher in a grocery
Maybe
store
she
meat
was
department.
Part of a lesbian couple and she was butcher.
Possibly. told coworker number one he was taking a break. The employee had been at work for 6 hours and was doing the evening cleaning. Oh, I don't think it was a butcher. Maybe they had it worded right. No, I didn't. He went to the employee restroom on the second floor. After approximately 15 minutes, coworker number one became concerned when the employee had not returned and requested coworker number two, the janitor, check on the employee. Coworker two went to the restroom and knocked, but did not get a response. The door was locked.
Whoa, is this a toilet story because you work on toilets?
Pay attention, son. The door was locked.
How high were the rubber gloves?
So he spoke to coworker number three, the owner.
Oh, shit.
Coworker number three was the owner?
Coworker number three was the owner.
Wouldn't it be owner number one?
I didn't write this shit. Coworker number three gave coworker number two his key. So I need a piece of paper. And told him to check again. When coworker number two opened the door, he found the employee number one unresponsive on the floor with his head on the sink. Coworker number two informed coworker
three. Was
his ass
still on the toilet? Because that's a tall son of a bitch.
Yeah.
They didn't draw a diagram.
Oh.
Sometimes I wish they did.
We went to check and noted the employee was warm, but not breathing. Coworker number three.
Did they take his rectal temperature?
Coworker number three called 911. EMS responded within a few minutes, tried to revive employee number one, but were not successful.
I'm kind of surprised the owner's the one that made the phone call.
The employee was pronounced dead at the scene. Coworker number four, a police officer.
What?
What?
I didn't write it, man. I'm just reading it.
This is like some fucking M.C. Escher drawing. Whoa. We've gone into...
Coworker number four, a police officer.
Are you sure it was a police officer? Not a fucking...
It totally says police officer.
Not a security guard.
Waited by the employee for the coroner to arrive. She became dizzy and went outside when she lost consciousness.
Who's she? The cop or the fucking coroner?
The cop.
The cop.
I believe the police officer is a female. In the story, I can tell you that employee number one was a 75-year-old male.
Yeah, okay. Well, he shouldn't be working anyway.
Well, that's our fine fucking government not taking care of him. So, yeah. All right.
Is it the government's fault or not? Because I recently had a coworker that quit, but he was in his 70s, and I swear to God, every month he had a new fucking piece of shit 2003 car. Swear to God.
Maybe just like that year, making model.
Maybe he 22 invested years old. Properly.
No, he didn't.
How do you get a new...
He lives with his son in a fucking duplex.
How do you get a new car that's 22 years old all the time?
It's new to him.
Yeah, exactly.
A new 2003 car.
He's bad with money, you see.
So she lost consciousness. The employees called 911 again.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
EMS returned and checked the bathroom and the A.O. Smith automatic storage model BTL-199-200.
Water heater. Ooh.
And recorded carbon monoxide levels. The natural gas was shut off, and the gas company called. They responded the next day. Put that bucket, put the caution tape across the door, and we'll be in tomorrow.
About 20 minutes after they locked me out, they sent me an email saying your gas is shut off.
Yep. They responded the next day, verifying CO2 levels were above acceptable levels. This is the next day, and they were still above acceptable levels.
Well, CO2 is carbon dioxide.
Yeah, it just says CO. Carbon. It just says CO.
You said CO2, clearly.
I did say CO2.
Let's go to the tape.
I believe it.
Okay, yeah.
I believe it.
All right.
He's the one that said it. Of course he believes
it. Thank you for correcting me. I really appreciate that.
I'm here to help.
Why don't you help by shutting the fuck up?
If you need anything, just let me know. I'm right here.
Good. CO levels were above acceptable levels. They disconnected the gas line, put the water heater out of service. Coworker number three hired a plumber who inspected and repaired the heater. A 6-inch combustion exhaust ducting from the heater became worn and corroded, but the damage was not readily visible. This allowed exhaust gases to enter the restroom. Repairs were completed on Monday, February 26th of 2024. The gas company returned and verified the gas heater was now operating properly. The water heater was returned to service. Apparently the water heater survived.
They used the same fucking water heater.
Apparently,
what kind of business this was?
A grocery store.
Oh, grocery store.
It was a grocery store.
A butcher.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a grocery store.
I just didn't know if anybody invented a new shade of purple after they saw the victims.
So, what am I reading here? Keywords? I'm not going to read those keywords.
Purple?
Asphyxiated.
Stiff? See?
I got stuck.
Asphyxiated.
It got stuck in my throat.
Asphyxiated.
So the initial and current penalty, are they the same?
Fuck yes, they are.
Absolutely, they are.
Yes.
Yes.
$17.48.
That is incorrect. but real close. Research department, you want to take a guess on how much the initial and current penalty are? Look, where do I need to hold it for you to fucking read this, okay?
Okay.
You want me to hold it?
50... 6,000.
Oh, great guess. Fantastic. Wow.
Thank you.
Good job.
The last time I saw spastic numeric sign language like that, it was Inglourious Bastards.
Yes.
The best part is he held it right in front of her and she still struggled it.
Yes,
it's
true.
I had to move back like this far so I could see it.
And the reason that those two penalties do match, because they are all contested, is the fact that this still is an open case.
Oh, wow.
So maybe I shouldn't have read it.
If it's on the website, it's free game.
All right.
You're not Keith Morrison. So, the smell was hot.
Did you say that movie's Glorious Bastards?
Glorious Bastards. That's the porn version.
Did we watch
that? Oh!
Glory Hole Bastard.
You know what?
Yes.
This is kind of funny, but since we mentioned porn...
Oh, shit, he has a fucking...
Hold on, kiddies, this is...
He works on the part machine at work.
An industrial accident? It's a pipeline machine, right?
Hold on. We're going to take the staple out.
I could watch that on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. You have been able to for years.
They don't have porn on Netflix.
No, and...
Yes. What the fuck is she talking about? Good thing she's cute.
You brought her.
Yeah.
Sounded out.
All right.
Didn't think I saw that movie.
Inspection number 30127940
0.015.
No point, no nothing.
No get fucked.
We're in Van Nuys, California.
Yeah,
hey,
baby.
David Spade flew there one time.
David Spade?
Did you have to clean out the shitter there too?
Yeah.
And we are on June 3rd.
June 3rd. That's a shitter joke.
2004. On.
And that was two then. Oh,
wow.
Two.
Jeez, all right. On March 23rd, 2004.
Time warp.
Employees number 1, 2, and 3 were working as employees at an unknown location for the employer.
The Best Western.
TTB Productions.
Tits and bunghole.
TTT Production. TTB, B. B as in boy.
Bunghole.
All three employees contracted.
Syphilis.
HIV.
Oh, they got the high five?
They all contracted HIV. TTB Productions were in the business of producing... Are we back?
My track's recording.
Is my track recording?
No.
Great.
Wait, you're that guy, right?
I'm this guy.
You're this guy.
This
guy. You gotta speak up. Move your thing up.
Is that better?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
And once again, he didn't close the fucking door.
What the fuck?
Oh, that was me. I'm sorry.
See?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
See?
Kiss my fat ass, bitch.
I don't want to.
Okay, everybody's mics are working.
I will.
Okay.
So when the computer crashed this time, we were only three stories ago. We were talking about TTB Productions.
Yes. So
how far did we get into that before it crashed?
Bush.
We just said TTB Productions, and everybody got
quiet all of a sudden.
HIV.
The worst thing is, you know, we leave somebody over there. We leave him in the captain's chair. You have like one fucking job.
You know, if you weren't so fucking handsome, I wouldn't be looking at you the whole time. I could pay attention to what's going on here with the instrumentation over there.
You see what happens when he doesn't pause after every fucking story?
I think maybe the pauses might be the reason it doesn't crash.
Maybe.
No, I think it's just when I'm telling the story, I'm fully fucking engaged and paying attention.
Do you have?
Well, then what excuse do you have for this one? How fuck face?
I think maybe the pauses are the reason that it doesn't crash.
Do you got to pause after every story?
We'll start doing that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
At the very least, we're only one story behind if something happens.
Right.
Instead of being three stories behind.
You got an old man choke here for a minute.
Yeah, I'd probably see a doctor about that.
I did. They said it fucked, man. You need some surgeries. That's plural, too. So, we had gone to TTB Productions.
Yeah.
They were in the business of producing adult films.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a goal. Like, I really upset. You know how, like, career day in high school, they'd have somebody come and always talk, and you take all those tests and everything? And they asked me, like, what my ideal career was.
Yeah.
And I did say porn star. And then...
So you wanted to be a porn star, or you just wanted to work in the porn industry?
I kind of felt I had what it takes to be a porn star. But, of course, you know, she quickly shot that down.
Catching or pitching?
Oh, pitching.
I did the career day thing.
He wanted to be the batter.
No, it wasn't a career day. It was like a test in high school.
Right, you had the test, and then they come and talk to you and see what you were... Yeah.
Yeah. Choice number one was anesthesiologist, and choice number two was billboard painter.
That's quite a...
There's a spread.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the fuck mine was.
No.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I think mine was like fucking paramedic.
I do remember that, like, when I did go to college, my goal was to be an anesthesiologist. And then all those big fucking medical words and every fucking
like
thing
anesthesiologist?
Else.
Anesthesiologist?
What? Yeah. Yeah, I can't even spell anesthesiologist. So by the end of it, I was just like, oh, and you know,
I can't even spell TTB Productions.
Well, that is TTB Productions.
And Bingo was his name. All
right, but they were in the adult film industry. Employee numbers 1, 2, and 3 were engaged in unprotected sex.
As what happens on a porn studio.
Yes. With other co-workers, number 1 and 2. Now, we've already read this story
once. So
three
guys are fucking 2-something?
It could be two guys fucking 3 girls. We don't know that.
One guy's fucking 3 people, and then the fourth guy is fucking just watching in the corner.
How do you fuck
just leave your little fucking fantasies all out of this, okay?
Well, because he's not mentioned again in the story.
Well, so you're absolutely right. No, hold on. Yes, we do have employee number 3 mentioned later on in the story. We already read all this once, so we're going to have to fucking kind of try and spice it up something.
I just think it's ironic that we have a research department that's always busy watching porn, and she's obviously doing something right now, but it's not trying to figure out what kind of production.
No, she's not engaged in this fucking thing at all.
You would think she'd be able to find a video.
I'm going.
We should just suspend her paycheck.
Tits, tushes, and bush.
Maybe she's trying to figure out what the title of the show was.
Hey, I like tits, tush, and bush.
I do, too.
I'm a fan. So, where were... Oh. Okay.
We're talking about the employees. Bucket.
They were having unprotected sex.
Bareback.
Yes. With employees 1, 2, and 3. Employees 1, 2, and 3 became HIV positive after engaging with unprotected sex with coworker number 1.
So everybody's fucking one person.
Yes. Employee number 1 and 2 reportedly received medical treatment through the University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA medical facilities.
They didn't know
employee
they
number 3 didn't.
Apparently.
Coworker number 1 didn't.
Yes.
And coworker number 4 has gone missing.
There was no coworker number 4.
Or coworker number 2, my bad.
Yeah. No. Yes. Coworker 2 did not. Coworker number 3 did not sustain any. HIV either. So.
Oh.
Wait, so.
Yes.
Number three was immune?
There's a strong possibility, but it doesn't say. Nowhere in here does it say that. So we start out with employees 1, 2, and 3 and coworkers 1 and 2.
So 5 people.
Coworker number 1 brought the HIV into the fucking cuddle puddle.
Because he's a motherfucker.
It could have been a her.
Or a her.
But she's, yeah. So coworker number 1 brought the fucking HIV into the cuddle.
Coworker's a motherfucker.
Into the cuddle puddle.
Okay.
And had unprotected sex with employees 1, 2.
And 3.
And 3. So employees 1, 2, and 3 were fucked.
Literally.
Yeah.
And employees 1, 2, and 3 became HIV positive.
But only 1 and 2 went to the doctor. 3
yes.
just fucking
yeah.
took it.
So I just...
Maybe 3 was the one that had the fucking HIV, gave it to coworker number 1, and then he spread it to the other 2.
Strong possibility.
In addition to being the artist formerly known as...
The main guy.
I'm... I'm doing some research department shit here.
Yes.
TTB Productions.
Yes.
Is stands for TT Boy.
Oh, no.
Okay, but listen.
Uh-huh.
If you like your women young, black, Latina, or Asian, TTB probably has the right movie for you. Their Gonzo style fucking puts you right in the action. Apparently, Gonzo means bareback.
Okay.
Because they're famous for such titles as Black Street Hookers 108, starring Christine Sweet.
108. 108.
And Teens
That's where they got it right.
Teens Too Pretty for Porn 3.
Not 1 or 2, but just 3.
Again, they had to work out some bugs.
Well, there's a lot of...
They had an incident similar to us, how the fucking computer crashed. And
yeah,
lost
there's
the first
a lot
dude.
Of...
So... Did you look up what gonzo porn is?
No, but I'm looking at a bunch of people that... okay, here's more titles.
They got pictures with these titles?
Yeah. The Darker the Berry.
The Sweeter the Juice.
Young Cheerleader Swap and Swallow 2.
Oh.
TT Boy Fuck Them First. Black Hookers Number 56. Hairy Black Pussy.
Oh,
Asian MILFs, Black Hookers 81.
We don't need any of this. We don't need any of this. We don't need titles.
Okay.
We technically should not be actually promoting this company whatsoever because they do not do testing prior to shooting.
Very true.
We should actually be condemning this fucking pile of shit company.
That explains something. That explains what happened during the filming of Cum-Filled Asian Sluts.
What number was that one?
It's the pilot.
It was number 16. I didn't see that because they made it look like graffiti.
All right.
So gonzo porn is a style of pornographic film that attempts to place the viewer directly into the scene.
So it's POV stuff.
You can almost pick up the fucking virus.
Jamie Gillis is considered to have started the gonzo pornography genre.
I thought it was Jim Henson.
With his...
It was Gonzo the Muppet.
I thought it was Shane Gillis.
No, Jamie Gillis. With his On the Prowl series of films.
All right. We dove way further into this than we did the first time. I'm slightly uncomfortable.
And I'm paying a lot more attention to what's going on the screen.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
Good job. Way to go.
And he still hasn't picked up and stopped working again.
So we're not going to do the whole fine. So I'm just going to read it to him because we all know that shit.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to read it. So
it's not like any of us could fucking remember anyways.
Yeah. So the initial penalty was $30,000.
Hmm.
But it was reduced to the current penalty of $0.
Wow.
So apparently.
Thank God nobody got sick or died.
But it says here that they offered him 6 cases of porno fucking DVDs. So,
lucky fuckers.
Yeah, that's what the inspector got for reducing it to 0. So,
that's all I
got
to do?
Yeah, good job.
Take a case of the old Buffalo and I'm good?
No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
No,
no one wants to give that to you.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
All right, so we are now... Going back to the fucking well.
Well, are we going to pause or?
Let me pause so the computer doesn't crash.
Oh, we're recording, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, fucker.
Yeah.
All right. So we're just going to start
He's
out.
He's not even
with,
in charge and he still doesn't give a
with
fucking
this, Yeah, up. No light, no nothing. So.
We really do like a, need like a flashing red light or something.
This guy.
Yeah, yes, sir.
That would be nice. So we could tell when the fucking mic is working because we cannot rely on.
We also
formerly
need a,
main guy.
We also need a fucking flashing applause light.
Does it have to be red or can I do a blue darter?
Shut up.
You want to do a blue who?
So this guy, 1, 2, or 4.
Let's go 4.
Oh, this is a fresh one.
Yeah.
We have not
that's
heard
the,
this
that's
one
the entire
before.
Reason I did
fresh
it.
Yes.
Freshen.
This one is right off the cuff here. Remove the staple.
You just popped its cherry.
Absolutely. So.
I think Doug E. Fresh was in one of those movies.
Who's Doug E. Fresh?
May 10th, 2016. Inspection number
day that we'll 1146.
Shut the fuck up. Now I see why you get so angry. 130.015.
Yay, 015.
And we are at Snowbird, Utah.
Oh, shit.
At Snowbird Ski Resort.
Yay.
Represent.
Yes. On May 10th, 2016, an employee was traveling from a building to his work area at the facility. The employee was driving an all-terrain vehicle.
Your favorite.
ATV. So we already knew that this fucking douche had no talent or no brains.
Those things are very complicated.
And he was driving it simply through a parking lot.
Difficult to operate.
Yeah. The parking lot. So there was no snow either.
Got to pay a lot of attention when you...
So it's like fucking after season when all they do is like fucking...
Clean up, get ready for fucking, you know, whatever music festival or
exactly.
shit they got going on. Right, yeah.
You should wear a helmet.
The vehicle drove off an embankment next to the parking lot and landed in a creek approximately 50 feet below.
That's a powerful son of a bitch.
The employee was killed.
Yeah,
holy shit.
So.
That's a big drop, 50 feet.
That is a big, yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, where we're at, but I think I know the parking lot they're actually talking about.
I don't think
so.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the parking...
Where they filmed the K-12 scene in Better Off Dead?
I don't think so, because they've redone a lot since that movie.
Oh.
I like that movie.
I don't like crashing ATVs.
No.
That must have been a grizzly, because the one I crashed was a grizzly, and it was mighty powerful. That would take you 50 feet off of something.
Gravity took the fucking ATV off. It wasn't power or anything.
Oh.
This dumbass drove the fuck off the edge.
I don't know if you know this, but it's fly-by-wire. It's a joystick. It's very precise and unpredictable.
No, you use your
so,
thumb. There's a brake and a brake.
You just contradict yourself there, motherfucker.
What?
Is it precise or is it unpredictable?
It's
you
both.
Can't have fucking both.
You
cannot have fucking both.
When's the last time you were on an ATV, dude?
When I collapsed a fucking lung and broke 4 ribs.
And what ATV were you on that was using a
One
joystick?
One of those little teeny kid ones.
They took an x-ray of my ribs and my lung.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law is the one that took me to the doctor. And the x-ray went too low and she saw how big my schmeckler was on the x-ray. We both pretended we didn't see it.
Fuck.
I'm pretty sure she didn't see it at all. But.
And what ATV were you on that used a joystick?
It didn't have a joystick.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Peek behind the fucking curtain, huh?
So, main guy. Formerly main guy. Initial penalty.
I was gonna say, you're going to read that to yourself and answer the question?
Yeah, I have all the answers. I just sound so witty and fucking superior, don't I? Main guy. Yes. What's the initial penalty? More or less than $9,000? I'm going to say $9,000 exactly, main guy. Hey, great guest. What a fantastic fucking guy this is. Look how wonderful you are. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm so happy. Oh, wonderful. Current penalty. Was it reduced? Absolutely not. Oh, wow. Look at this. Main guy is so fucking superior. It's like he's reading the answers. Wow. What a great fucking awesome main guy 2.0 rules.
Do you want to pull his head out of his ass, or you want me to?
I think he muted all of our mics during that, so only main guy can speak. As main guy does.
So we got one or two remaining.
Just read through them and we'll react.
Okay, we're going with number one.
One. Uno.
Number one. All right. Oh, she's trying way too hard.
She's trying to hype us up again.
Damn.
No,
all right.
She's had drinky.
Inspection number three.
This is like the third time you've drank while recording, isn't it?
0957. She's drinking like some fucking, it's like coffee creamer. It's like fucking 10% alcohol.
She rarely drinks on the show. So like the third time ever that it's
and
fucking.
She's normally sniffing airplane glue.
It's half full.
You know, you have
she
no
must,
idea.
Her phone must be fucking dead. Is
you
the
have
only
no
reason.
Idea how much.
3-0-9-5-7-7-3-1-0. No, point 105. April 12th, 2006. And we are
Easter.
In Mobile, hey, I'm speaking here. Pay attention. Mobile,
Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Sweet home.
There
even.
We go. They act like you fucking heard the story before.
Imagine that.
Yes, here we go. On April 10th, 2006, employee number one and some coworkers were working as boiler operators in the process of bringing a pulp mill power boiler online. Employee number one was the regular outside operator. The fuck is up with you douches?
So,
yes.
I didn't know this. I didn't recognize this last time, but it said regular.
Yes.
So he had worked on that piece of equipment before.
Yes, he said, yeah.
Okay.
So he was from.
He just wasn't cross-eyed.
He was familiar with, Jesus Christ, look how drunk he is.
Do you remember that
Which
joke
one
about
us?
The professional yeah. boil sucker?
No.
We've heard enough about your previous jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
For what? Artist formerly so, known as that guy.
Employee number one was the regular outside operator. This particular boiler was the standby boiler. So the standby boiler is the one that isn't operated. It's set up. Usually you're supposed to interchange them every other month or something, but some people just put them like there on standby. And so I'm assuming this thing had stood by with a lot of water in it for a while. And that would explain why the tube broke. It corroded through.
Yeah. So are they run year round or only in the colder months?
So the boilers that we use where I work, we heat thermal fluid, which is oil, and we also heat steam. Mm-hmm. And they're ran 24/7.
Okay.
Because we have lines transferring all through the plant. And so if we cool them down, we stand a really bad chance against, like if we shut down the boilers and it gets cold, the oil sludges up, slows down the thermal fluid, you know, kind of coagulates in the lines. Then we're up there taking off insulation, trying to heat it up with torches and everything else.
So it like fucking it clogs the arteries of
yes,
the entire operation.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
So they run 24/7. Yes, dear.
So you say them. Is it standard operating procedure to have two boilers when having boilers?
If I were a plant manager, I would definitely have a standby boiler. Redundancy is key in production.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, the heat up went smoothly for approximately 4 hours. And they heat it up slowly so that they don't burst stuff and have flashes and all kinds of other stuff.
Typically, how long in your experience is a heat up?
So when we heat up, so let's say I have to go in Sunday. Minutes later, employee number one went to the boiler to assist the first operator. He closed the free flow valve to allow the pressure in the boiler to build. So that's the bypass. So once you close the bypass, now you're an internal tube of the boiler ruptured, which would be something we were talking about earlier where this one probably slipped. They could be made of copper. They could be made of any number of material. So the internal tube ruptured and breached to the outside wall of the boiler. All bad. Dumping hot water and steam into the boiler room. Employee number one was behind the header. So he was in the backside of this building and could not escape being exposed to the steam. According to other operators, employee number one stated, so this guy talked to the other employees that he crawled out from under the header and went upstairs. But not before he was burned over approximately 70% of his body.
Jesus.
And he died as a result.
It shows the age of the victim, right?
It does, but I did not copy that page.
Okay.
So there's one story left here. Thank fucking God.
Are we still recording?
They're still good to go. We're all set. So.
I'll let you know 20 minutes after it stops.
That's fair. So the inspection number is 145.3214.015. And research department not saying anything, grinning like the Cheshire Cat and giving me the finger, digging in her face like a fucking meth addict over here. So
that's passive aggressive.
Just
that's...
fucking numb as shit.
She's giving you the Paul McCartney.
Holy shit. Look how drunk she is. She's taking it in the ass tonight, I tell you that. So this is... I've done the calculation on anal sex versus alcohol. You've exceeded the limit, baby.
Was it one beer?
Nah, no, so here we go.
Depends on her age.
This company...
I ain't no geriatric. This company
is Textron Aviation.
Oh, shit.
And they are an aircraft manufacturer. And they are located in Wichita,
Kansas.
Yes, sir. At 12 a.m. on December 27th, 2019.
Oh, my
shit.
Birthday.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
So apparently they own both Beechcraft and Cessna.
Oh.
Don't fly on them.
There we are.
It's kind of hard not to. They're your general fucking general aviation planes.
Oh.
Okay, so on December 27, 2019, at 12 a.m., employees were conducting daily operations as normal within the autoclave area of plant number 3.
See, you should have led with this shit because now my interest is peaked. Building now I'm paying attention.
Building number 36, autoclave number 3. The autoclave was just starting to pressurize with... Anyone?
Nitrogen.
Yes, liquid nitrogen. When a thermal fatigue occurred, they're using the nitrogen not to cool anything. The nitrogen is simply based there to pressurize it with because it's a non-flammable gas.
Sure, it's inert.
Yeah. Thermal fatigue occurred in the head, resulting in an explosion.
By friction.
15 employees went to the hospital. 2 employees stayed overnight. Several other employees were also struck by shrapnel pieces and other material.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm assuming this is not a very large autoclave, but it could be. And I'm assuming they're using it to laminate carbon fiber in actuality.
We have no idea how many. I mean, or the windows. Why do you assume it's not very large? That seemed like a lot of people. Just basing that on the...
No, I mean like... If the autoclave, the one that we talked about earlier that was made by Ford for windshields and stuff, if that thing let go, because we x-rayed the fucking shit out of that thing for integrity and stuff, but if it let go, it's going to level that motherfucking building.
Okay.
And I'd assume they were using it for the windows and the windscreens on the aircraft.
I think those are all just polycarbonate, right?
Carbon fiber.
I don't believe always.
Is polycarbonate Lexan?
Yeah. Lexan is a brand name for polycarbonate. So. Okay, we'll go with the windows, but I assume they just thermal form those.
Maybe. I don't. I'm
but
sure
if they were glass, that would explain the autoclave, because that's what the autoclave we use at my work was previously in its previous life did. And that is our final story, and thus concludes this fucking painful.
That we spent 2 hours recording, but
painful
we only got 1 hour out
I mean,
of it.
That was it? What? That was all the stories. Well, it drug on forever. We read 6 of them 3 times.
Okay, so if something goes kaboom in your fucking place...
Yeah, you're going to be minus a host.
But in Wichita, we're all right.
And nobody died.
Population density doesn't... I mean...
Nobody died in Wichita, so that's why I assume it was a smaller...
No, it kind of sounded like people did, but I...
No, they just spent the night in the hospital.
Wow.
No fatalities. Oh, I should read the...
Yeah.
Penalties on it. Absolutely,
yeah,
yes.
I was going to say, we didn't do penalties.
We didn't do penalties. Okay.
We didn't do penalties.
So the initial penalty was 13,000.
Bitch.
$494. Current penalty, $10,121.
God damn.
Wow.
This is normally the part where a man guy says, did you learn anything from this?
I don't have any keywords or anything. I mean,
no, I learned a lot.
Yeah, the fucking that guy has a really dangerous fucking job.
No.
Yeah. I learned that.
All the money I spent trying to fix this computer didn't work.
I blame it on an ID10T error.
Are you trying to say there's a short between the seat and the keyboard?
Clearly.
All right. For employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, I'm going to just shut up.
Yeah, because you're stepping the fuck all over my feet, man. God damn, his ego is fucking huge. Go ahead and finish it out, man. Because we got a dirty, rotten fuck coming up. So, yes, I finished the fucking report, finally.
It's been a long time coming.
It has. Oh, my God. Has it been a long time?
Because that means now I have to do one.
Oh, my God. I wish you so much better luck because... No lie, I had...
You reached out to authorities.
Oh, we go into that in this... Oh, man, yeah.
One-on-one interview.
Yes.
You used your privileges as an ordained minister.
I got approval, believe it or not. But that's in the story. That's part of the story. We'll have to cover that.
All right.
So, yeah, I did get approval to speak to this dirty, rotten fuck by the state of Utah.
I haven't been this hard since 1996.
And it's kind of funny, this thing, I had 4 months. I had 4 months to work on this report.
You did it all yesterday?
I was up until 1:30 last night. I had lost 90% of my notes, so it's all off the fucking internet, everything else, man.
That's all mine's going
to
be.
I printed some stuff off to try to help.
Yeah, so I had lost pages and pages of stuff that I had written on this subject. And, well, it's just really disturbing. Are we going to give them just a little sample?
They can wait.
Who is the dirty, rotten fuck?
5, 4, 3.
Are we just going to go right into it?
Ah, fuck them. To hear this Patreon-exclusive episode of A Dirty Rotten Fuck, you have to sign up for Patreon. Come on. Patreon.com/employee1. It's only $5 a month for all the bullshit you can stand. Bonus content and stickers. Unless you sign up for 1 month and then cancel. Fuck. Hey, while you're fucking at it, follow us on Facebook at Employee1 Podcast. Look for us on Instagram at Employee1 Podcast. Send us an email at employee1podcast@gmail.com. And if you really want to piss the safety guy off at work, show up wearing one of our employee number one podcast shirts or hoodies. Go to bonfire.com/store/employee1podcast. That's the number one, not the word spelled out. I should have picked a better name for this fucking podcast. Hey, while I got you trapped here by the short and curlies, throw us a rating and review.